USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump welcoming Joe Biden to the 2020 race for the White House, tweeting not long after Biden makes it official this morning with a video that he hopes Biden has the intelligence to wage a successful primary campaign, one which Trump says will be, quote, nasty as Biden will be, dealing with people who truly have some sick and demented ideas. Meanwhile, in his video, Biden criticized Trump's response to a clash in Charlottesville, Virginia, which led to a protester getting killed by an alleged white supremacist.
He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those of the courage to stand against it.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon. The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
John William King's been executed by the state of Texas. King, one of three men convicted for the hate crime murder of James Byrd Jr. in 1998. Byrd, a black man, was chained by the three white men to a pickup truck and dragged to his death. Last night, his sister, Clara Byrd Taylor, watched as her brother's killer was executed.
King showed no remorse then and showed no remorse tonight. His execution tonight was just punishment for his actions.
King, a self-avowed racist, is the second man to be put to death for Byrd's murder. A Sri Lankan business tycoon's accused of helping his two sons carry out the Easter Sunday suicide bombings that killed over 350 people at churches and hotels. Spice trader Mohammed Yusuf Ibrahim, among those arrested after his sons blew themselves up. At least two people dead after a tornado hits Ruston, Louisiana. Bad weather now heading into Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's personal attorney speaks out over the Democrats demanding to see his taxes. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Democrats don't need to see the president's tax returns.
IRS has investigated his taxes. They exist to come after us if we don't pay our taxes. We know they're damn good, and they're confidential, and they don't leak. If they haven't gone after him on taxes for that six-year period, then there's nothing wrong with his taxes. Then they can't investigate his taxes better than the IRS. They want his taxes to embarrass him.
Giuliani was speaking there on Fox News. Now, yesterday was a House Democrat-imposed deadline for the IRS to turn over 6 years of the president's tax returns.
A Texas high school has a new dress code for parents. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
James Madison High School in Houston announcing the new policy this month on its homepage, requiring parents to conform to a dress code before they'll be allowed to enter the school, whether it be during the school day or for a school event after hours. The policy has a long list of clothing that parents won't be permitted to wear, including hair rollers, pajamas, sagging pants, Daisy Dukes shorts, and men cannot wear T-shirts. Critics of the policy are calling it discriminatory. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.